Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was so relaxed, I started drooling.
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
106.5, The End.
Oh boy, this might make you mad. Just a heads up. A new federal report has come out with the suggestions on what the temperature should be in your house when you're home, when you're not home, and when you're sleeping. Now, I've said it before, I like to keep my house very cold. It's a meat locker in there, and I'm fine with it.
So weird.
And even my dog has a nice little blanket he wraps himself in because he thinks it's a little chilly, too.
That's why his Rain's dog is so fat.
Why? It has to keep
so
that
cold.
Fat. Yeah.
But this federal report is suggesting that you keep your house at 78 degrees when you're home.
It's a good one.
85 degrees when you're away or at work. And this one,
Kevin's eyes just got so big.
This one's not going to make anybody happy. 82 degrees when you're sleeping.
Who wrote this? Lizards.
Now, did they
turn your AC completely off? Find yourself a cold rock to lay on.
Now, did they explain why you're supposed to do this?
Well, this is from the U.S. Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh.
They have put this report together. Doesn't necessarily go into the details on exactly why, but they're saying that this is the average of what, based on energy efficiency.
Okay, got it. Listen, 82 when you're sleeping maybe does seem a little bit warm. But the rest of it is fine.
None of that is fine.
What is the temperature of your house?
Currently?
Yes.
Well, I'm not there right now. So the away temperature that I have set on it is about 76.
Okay.
Maybe I should bump it up to 78, and maybe that's not a bad idea. 84?
Okay, but what
84?
Is it?
84, my cats will die.
766-1065. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You're a specialist of what?
I'm a heating air specialist, 39 years.
Okay.
All right.
We're on the right track. Now, tell us, are these reasonable temperatures that this stuff should be at?
No, those are false numbers. That's just somebody talking.
Okay. Exactly.
What are you basing that on?
Quit flapping your gums, government.
Standard regulation, if you have your house at 78 degrees standard, and you turn around and you leave and keep your house at 85 degrees, when you come home, in the summer, it's going to take 3 to 4 hours just to bring it back down to 78 degrees, and your bills are going to triple.
See, it's better, if you want to do that, it's better, right, to just adjust it by like 2 or 3 degrees, right?
Correct. Or just keep it on program because it's cheaper just to keep your house at a steady temperature than to keep it high and low.
Okay,
what if the steady temperature is like 69 degrees?
Yeah, so like...
No, summer would be 74.
Okay.
And winter would be, I would say about 70, probably 72 to 74, about the same. Mm. It's pretty close, summer and winter.
Okay.
Depends how hot you want it or cold, but within 2 to 3 degrees maximum.
Rain keeps his AC, his thermostat below 70 degrees.
My house is 70 degrees.
Well, both of you guys have glandular issues or something that is making you too hot. You need to get your hormones checked.
Maybe you're the problem. Maybe your thyroid is all wonky because more people like it cold than people like you who like it warm.
I don't like it warm. I like it at a normal temperature.
That's not a normal temperature.
76 to 78 is perfectly fine.
Someone tweeted this. My fight at every hotel, I think the individual room AC is like the closed door button on the elevator. It's an illusion of control. All hotels are 73 at all times.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't do anything. That's a placebo. That thing right there doesn't do anything.
So does that mean you're too hot at a hotel?
All the time.
You guys need to see a doctor.
You need to see a doctor.
No, I don't.
More people agree with us.
No, they, Gavin.
They do.
That's just based on because they don't want to be even the slightest bit maybe uncomfortable.
It's 2019. Why should we be even the slightest bit uncomfortable? Here's the thing. That came from the EPA. I'm not going to stand for that. I'm not going to sweat in my sleep and have what God knows what kind of fever dreams while everybody else is allowed to frack this country into Swiss cheese. They get to do that, but I have to sweat in my sleep? Mm-mm. Have you tried to sleep without sheets on? It's like living in the caveman days.
Why would you not be able to have a sheet on you?
Because it's so hot if I'm there at 82 degrees.
I said 76 or 78.
The government said sleep at 82. I'm not going to do that. Green?
No way.
Resist.
Yeah.
Fist in the air with one wet finger up so that we can see where see the temperature is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.